over tourism. Can tourism become too successful? As more people travel than ever before, some beautiful places are paying the price. In recent years, the city of Barcelona has seen something strange. Frustrated locals walked through crowded tourist districts carrying water pistols, gently spraying surprised visitors at sidewalk cafes. The playful protest carried a serious message. Tourists go home. For a city that welcomes more than 30 million visitors a year, the moment revealed a growing tension between those who live in a place and those who simply pass through. The problem has a name: over-tourism. It happens when a destination attracts more visitors than it can comfortably handle. Cities like Venice, Amsterdam, and Kyoto have all felt the strain. A sudden surge in arrivals can crowd the streets, push up prices, and slowly change a neighborhood until it no longer feels like home to its residents. The numbers are striking. Venice, a city of fewer than 50,000 residents, can receive up to 100,000 tourists in a single day. Recently, it introduced a €5 entry fee for day trippers, the first of its kind in the world. Amsterdam has frozen new hotel construction, and even Mount Everest now sees traffic jams of climbers waiting near the summit. Still, tourism is not the enemy. It creates jobs, supports small businesses, and connects cultures. The real question is balance. Some call for stricter rules to regulate visitor numbers. Others believe the answer is smarter, more sustainable travel. As the backlash grows louder, no easy answer is in sight. Who really owns a city? The people who live there or the millions who come to see it?